The following program is being broadcast on the Amazing Women of Power, the world's leading positive programming network, powered by Raven International. This show contains motivational language and may not be suitable for negative listeners.
Schemes. I'll choose my friends because apparently they're choosing me. The time is now to pay attention to my destiny.
From his humble studio in Orange County, California, comes a young songwriter with a dream, encouraging others to go after their dreams. Learning from the best in the business and passing it along to you, it's Strongwriter on the radio.
I had the blues, but I made that's why I wrote this song.
And now you can sing along, yeah. My mind's made up to chant and be happy and be at peace. And if you want to practice and learn by association, you can do no better than my next guest. Yes, she's back. It is Leah Longo, very talented mantra jazz artist from Montreal up in Canada. And we're going to bring her on right now to continue the conversation that we had previously. My name is Dean Olson, and I am the Strongwriter on the radio, helping songwriters keep musically fit. And the way we do that is by learning from the best in the business and passing it along to you. And now, let's continue. Well, I am back with Leah Longo from Montreal, Quebec, and it's wonderful to have you back on the show, Leah. Say hi to everybody, please.
Hello, and thanks for having me back, Dean.
It's nice to have you back. We had to cut it a little short, but we talked in detail about your Montreal Chant Fest, something that you're doing every year now, and it's held on, for those in the present day, this is 2015, on June 20th. There will be a chant fest in Montreal, a great gathering. Give us a quick recap of what that was all about.
It's a day of yoga chanting all together. There will be 11 different kirtan artists, world music kirtan chanting artists, and we will be doing chanting all day long. And there's going to be wonderful. There will be wonderful vendors to expose their mind, body, spirit, and services. It's just a wonderful day of union and coming together.
And you were saying that kirtan is a where did this? How far does that go back? Is what I'm trying to ask. Ancient times?
Oh my God! It goes back from India, from a saint called Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he's a Bengali saint. And he basically would chant these mantras to uplift the moods of the Indian people and popularized it. Maybe this is thousands of years ago. And from little by little, he went from every Indian India city to another. And, you know, people just hooked on, and now it's everywhere. It's brought to the West, which is wonderful.
Well, it's... Speaking from my experience as somebody of faith, sometimes there's a little bit of a wall, a separation between the conventional religions and Eastern religions, which has also been around for a long time. When there is faith involved, right? Are you praying to Vishnu or Krishna or anything like that?
Yes, exactly. There's different deities that you can chant to. I'd like to use more chant than pray. I mean, because it is a prayer, but it might scare a few people away.
I know, that's why I asked. I have a lot of people
chanting to the different deities. You have Shiva and Vishnu and Ganesh and all these, but there's some mantras that are also just based on like compassion, and there are these involved, and so those ones, I use a lot of those ones in my kirtans as well. So people know that they're really coming to meditate, and not, it's not really a religion. It's just they
But
a way to connect with their inner self. And
but there is that there is that element in there.
There's a faith. I mean, when you have devotion and faith to whatever your word is, whatever that might be. I mean, everything we say is a affirmation. I mean, we are talking today and we're making affirmations, so that holds energy to it. So when we chant and we are expelling that energy, it's powerful, and then it becomes more powerful when you actually hold faith and devotion behind that. So yes, I mean, you can chant without really knowing, you know, what exactly you're chanting, and eventually, you know, you will get the benefit. But if you have the devotion and the faith behind it, then it's omnipotent. It's just unbelievable. So there is a faith behind it.
Yeah, what you said is very important. It's the most important thing is that you have the, you know, that's coming from the right place, and there's a devotion to it, and you don't want to do it just by rote or just spilling empty words out of your mouth, you know, just chanting
right.
And not even feeling what you're chanting. That wouldn't
right.
That probably wouldn't be right now, would it?
No.
But
when you chant, you're connecting with yourself. I mean, it's just like when you dance, you're letting go and you're being free. So when you're using the chants, you're entering, you know, the sound vibration, and that enters our consciousness, and it purifies, you know, our heart and our mind. And so that's where the effect comes in, because the mantras, they have a potency to elevate. So they're really sound representations of the divine names of God. And so when you chant, you're glorifying God and whatever God means to you, whatever it is, mm-hmm. you know, and that's really powerful, because it establishes a loving connection with you and the Supreme. And so that's what can be experienced by anyone engaging in the kirtan process.
You live to learn, you learn to live, you find your own, a higher love. You live to learn, you learn to give, the way it appears, you find your home. It's all in the way you love and what you believe. Would you come dance with me? We can be free. Open your heart to me, will feel that reason has nothing to, nothing to do with love.
You know, you would think that this is all you do every day, day in and day out. Do you have a life? I'm not saying that the two are completely separate, but, you know, you probably get up in the morning. Do you do this stuff in the mornings?
I meditate in the morning. I do. Sometimes it's mostly silence. I ask for guidance.
That's hard. That's hard to do the silence part, you know.
Yeah, it is, but I do it silent. And but then when I'm with people, I'm not silent at all. I have a voice, so I sing, and I'm pretty loud. But when I'm alone, I won't. I don't sing loud. I'm usually just chanting.
When there's where do you go to
my mind?
I'm sorry, I interrupted you. But where did you go? Where do you go to be with the people and do your chanting? Are there gatherings, meetings, or what do you call
this? I produce all my classes. I'd go in different yoga studios around Montreal, and I have a little group that follows me.
Oh, that's
so
fantastic!
It's we meet every first Friday of the month, and so it's a nice gathering of people, so I basically just go in different studios and in yoga studios or venues, and we just gather around people. And they know about it, and they have their emails and Facebook. Facebook is such a great tool today to get the word out, and, you know, people show up.
Oh, that's wonderful. I almost pictured it like, you know, people going to, I did this in the morning and now I'm going to go to the gym, but instead I'm going to chant, or I'm going to lead some people with
It's funny because I do both. I first take care of my mind, and then I go take care of my body at the gym.
I think that's important because
It's funny. Yeah, I do both. So
that's important because I had to learn that so much later on in life that was important to do. But you know, sometimes you cannot. You have to be taught in the way that the universe teaches you.
Your body teaches you too when you get older.
Well, that's what happens. I wasn't doing yoga. I would like to be a case study for you, an endorsement that this can work. But you know, using yoga to deal with stress is probably an important thing of what you do in your meditations. Is that?
Yeah, I think it's a very valuable tool to do. You know, all types of yoga. I preferably enjoy Kundalini because it's complete one. I mean, we have the breathing, we have the asanas, and we have the meditation at the end, which really help to tune in all the different aspects of our physical body. So I enjoy doing that particular yoga. But I mean, any yoga is good as long as it helps you to de-stress and detune, and eventually it brings you to your union within yourself, because it's not supposed to be just a physical practice. It was established for us to become, you know, in connection with our spirit. So that's the goal behind yoga, and is to become a better person. And so, you know, the physical aspect really helps. You know, it makes you flexible and what have you. But the whole goal of yoga is to connect with yourself and your spirit and to be a better person and how to engage in everyday life as a being, a light being.
In my mind, I think people are saying that, why are we talking so much about yoga? You know, isn't this about music and stuff? Well, first of all, it's you. This is a big part of your life today. And number two, I don't know anything about it, so I love to, you know, eat up knowledge to find out. And it's a good thing what's going on with you. So I think it's people could benefit if they feel that what you're doing has helped your life. You know,
absolutely. Now, I wish I would have known this when I was in California.
Yeah, you used to be
10 years ago. I would have done both, but it's huge where in California, the yoga and the chanting and what have you. And in those days, I had no clue. And I was pursuing more of the songwriting, which is your show about. So, for those that are songwriters, it would help a lot of creativity when you are practicing a form of connection of yoga that helps you to connect within. It will only help the creative process enlarge because you're opening up your third eye and your intuition, and it opens up in your heart. It opens up your heart where all creation comes from. Mm-hmm. And for me, I think, being in a city like Los Angeles or Santa Monica, where I used to live, I wish I would have been doing what I'm doing now then, and maybe my songwriting would have been even more successful than it is or was at the time. So I definitely encourage those that are pursuing the songwriting to maybe tap into it. You'll never know what you'll get out of it.
From time to time, people will see me on a camera when I'm doing a show, and I have a cup of coffee, and I'm sitting there sipping it all the time. Are you a coffee drinker, or were you in the past?
I am a coffee drinker. I'm Italian.
Oh, that makes sense, right?
So I like my espresso in the morning.
Yes.
And cappuccino. That I'll have one coffee a day to wake me up. Actually, it's one of my vices.
Yeah, so it's not exclusive that you can still do the meditation and everything like that. Some people will tell me that, well, you don't need the coffee anymore, but
you don't, but I just love the taste.
That's what I do it for.
A taste thing for me than anything.
I've never grabbed a cup of coffee, at least I can remember, going like, I need my coffee this morning. I just like the taste, like you said. I just like to have a quick, nice hot beverage.
I just love the taste, and it just makes me feel complete. It's weird. It's like hand in hand. You know, you wake up and have that espresso, and it just makes sense.
Well, judging by the way, you were talking about California, and there's a Starbucks on every 10 feet, it looks like, around here, and and the line going on, and they have drive throughs some of, yeah.
I was a Starbucks follower for sure. That's where I go every morning. I remember is caramel macchiato was my. I would walk in and the girl would, you know, be already preparing it because that was my coffee of choice. Boy,
isn't there a Tim Hortons up there where everybody's getting coffee?
Oh my God, yeah. Yes. It's the same thing. There's lineups and lineups. it's unbelievable. Wow, I don't really drink any coffee outside of my home. I really like the Italian strong coffee. So
yeah,
I'm a little spoiled in that area.
Yeah, that's just something I wanted to bond with you. A little coffee bonding there. because sometimes it's seen as a stimulant. I need it to get myself up if I'm like writing songs or playing something. I need to keep the flow. And the coffee helps me, but that's not really what I do it for. So, but when you talked about it could help songwriters, what's a good technique? I mean, I think habits are important. So you must get up in the morning and you have a sort of a ritual. I don't know what to call it. A series of meditations that you'll do.
Yeah, for sure. I ask for guidance, you know, guidance of the day or guidance, you know, what must, you know, if I have something I need to accomplish or do, I close my eyes and I ask for that guidance and I see, you know, what is it? And I'll chant and, you know, most of the time something will come, an idea will come and then I'm off, you know, and I'm just like, okay, that's what I got to do today. And and I do it. And, you know, a lot of it, you know, it comes from really just being quiet, you know, and listening to that inner voice. And I get a lot of thoughts like that when I chant or meditate, or even at night when I'm, you know, quiet and about to sleep, I'll wake up and it's like, oh, yeah, you know, everything just comes at that particular point. So I think when we detach from our everyday life, you know, our jobs and our family and our, you know, everything that is really loud and, you know, in the sense that takes a lot of our energy, good energy, we can't connect with our own self. We need to make time in our day where we connect with our own energy alone. That's when you will get creative ideas or thoughts or something that will enable you to intuition, to go further in whatever you want to accomplish. That's been working for me, so...
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's exactly what I was looking for, and... The hardest part must be initiating it because you want to make sure no phones are going to interrupt you. There are no outside noises. And plus, you have a young child in the house. You probably have to make sure everything's okay there.
Yeah.
You probably tell him, no, I don't want to be disturbed yet. I'm doing my meditation or something like that.
Correct.
Yeah. Unless he's not even up by then. You do it early.
Oh, he's an early bird.
Oh, is he? Do you have any pets in the house? Any
no, no pets.
Yeah, well, so that's what we have. So that's
I've got ducks in my backyard actually because I live by the water, so
oh.
I enjoy that.
Well, they don't make noise now, do they?
No, they're beautiful.
Yeah, well, thank you for sharing that little thing. I think it's important the habits that we keep. You know, they can affect how the rest of your day goes. And I think that once you've opened yourself up, like you were telling me, that can benefit all that you do throughout the day until you go to sleep. Is that true?
That is absolutely true. Yes, I would not change a thing.
Everybody's got the fever. That is something.
Understand that from what we talked about last interview, and it's been a year. Do you realize that? So it's been 11 months since we talked.
Time flies.
But I'm so glad that you came back and talked with me and share. And we're going to share with your music in just one second here. But one of the things we talked about: are you a psychic? Do you have psychic abilities?
I do.
We never really talked about that before, but
you saw my Facebook post.
I saw that. That reminded me of that, and I said, "Oh no, yeah." Because we have that in our family, too. You know, my wife has those...
Only recently, though, in the last few years, it's been developing. And I'm just like, whoa, how did I know that? And
yeah.
Do I know things more than I should? Anyway.
That may help you in your travels. Who knows?
Yeah.
Hopefully, you're psychic enough to know that I'm coming from a good place and that you're always welcome here and you have a special place on my show. I always like to promote anything that you're doing.
Thank you, Dean. It's so appreciated. I'm so grateful.
So let's... everybody's waiting to hear what's going on with your music. Now, you've had this song... you've had this album called Songs of a Siren, and you released that... Was it a year ago or 2 years ago?
It was last year. It was August 19th, actually. And,
okay.
It's almost a year.
Oh, so when we talked, you didn't even release it then. I guess we were talking
Correct.
About it then.
Yep.
So since then, has it gotten airplay? Or I know it's gotten noticed by One World Music or something like that, or the Zone Music Reporter. There's some cool things that have been going on that you've been nominated for. I thought maybe you could tell me a little bit about that.
Yes, I've gotten really wonderful nomination from, it's called Zone Music Reporter. It's kind of like the New Age Billboard.
Uh-huh.
It is. It's a New Age Billboard for all world and New Age artists. And my album got nominated. I was really grateful for Vocal Album of the Year. And it was wonderful. I mean, I was next to other really popular Kirtan artists, and I was just like, wow, what a great honor to just even be nominated next to these wonderful artists.
Oh,
and
wonderful.
It was really nice to be recognized, because my album is really different, Dean. If you remember, it's not really New Age, although it has that tendency with the mantras. It's more smooth jazz, because I integrated my past musical influence with the mantras, because I'm first a songwriter and singer from the past.
Mm-hmm.
I used to do pop, rock, and jazz, and as you remember, I discovered mantras not that long ago. It's still 7 years now, but
right.
So the album, I wanted to incorporate all these elements, these musical elements that are in me that I all love, and that's how Songs of a Siren came about. Because, you know, the songs on it are standards. Some of them are standards.
Yeah, done with that smooth jazz feel. And I think that's probably what separates it from the other artists. You're incorporating the chanting and the ancient text within the body of a song that's already, but you're doing covers of other people's songs, but you're putting that and making it your own. And I think that's what separates you from a lot of different artists, is that you have that. This makes it very palatable for those who grew up on like smooth jazz, for instance, in the 80s and 90s. You know, it has that sound to it.
Yes, it has that sound, because I love smooth jazz, and I loved even Sade very much.
Yes.
And you know, I love jazz artists like Shirley Horn and Nancy Wilson and what have you. I was influenced a lot by these great singers. And I'm also influenced by the mantra, because I have a deep connection to it. And so I wanted to find some standards that I could have blended the meaning of the mantra. I mean, it's very hard, because jazz standards have a lot of chords and a lot of changes, very musical, and so it's very difficult to try to just, you know,
yeah,
put in a mantra in there and say, okay, well, you know, and without, you know, destroying being really true to also the original standard. I mean, I had to ask for permission. You know, I did Fever and The Very Thought of You,
yeah,
and another beautiful song called Here's to Life, which is a beautiful, Barbara Streisand sung it. And so I had to ask for permission from the original songwriters to say, hey, you know, can I add this to your beautiful constructed song? I want to, you know, put a mantra in there. So thankfully, I got permission to arrange it differently. And in fact, for Here's to Life, when she heard my version, her mother passed away, who was the original writer. The daughter told me, oh, God, my mom would have loved to hear this, you know, your interpretation and the meaning of your mantra is so beautiful. Yes, go ahead and, you know, incorporate your mantra in the Here's to Life. So I was really honored that she accepted, and then they got on the album.
That must make you feel good that you had full permission and that you could.
Yeah.
And that she said that too about it. So.
I was honored, because it's something, you know. I mean, it's a beautiful song. I mean, Here's to Life was sung by many greats, and you know, Shirley Horn does a beautiful rendition. It's the rendition that actually pulled me, and I started crying when I heard it, and I said, my God, I need to sing this song. This is exactly how I feel, and it's about life and how beautiful it is, no matter what path you're on and whatever happens. It's just life, you know. Here's to life and all the joy it brings, and dreams, and it's just a beautiful lyric. And I added a mantra about peace, peace mantra at the very end, and it just fit beautifully with it, you know.
Funny how the time just flies, our love can turn from warm hellos to sad goodbyes. What tomorrow brings or takes away, as long as I'm still in the game, I wanna play for laughs, for life, for love. So here's to life and all the joy.
A lot of those on Songs of a Siren, are any of them written by yourself? Say, not the chanting part, but Jaya Love was something I had not recognized before. Did you write that?
Yes, correct. That Jaya Love is an original that I wrote. And the other ones as well, there's two of them that were written by my musical partner, Rad Sail Away. And then Om Radha Krishnaya is one we both wrote together. And Love Is All You Need is the one I wrote as well on the album, which has a little bit of a bluesy kind of appeal to it. It's a little poppy, too. And
that's a good one.
The rest were pretty much originals on the album, except for the three standards, Fever, Very Thought of You, and Here's to Life.
Yeah, Love Is All You Need. I forgot about that one. That is I enjoy that one a lot. That sort of reminds me of something that, do you remember Basha from the 80s and 90s?
Yes.
Yeah, so that reminds me, I could picture that being something that she would have sung on stage or something like that. You have a nice way of interpreting each song and giving it a nice feel. They don't all sound the same, which is great. Yeah, you have a nice way of being.
They were all chosen. They were very much every one of them is it was very well thought out, and they're all like children to me.
Well, I don't mind sharing with you that Jaya Love was, ever since I had that featured that on my show last year, I go around humming that sometimes. It's in my head.
Because you
just get a feel. I gravitate more on the melody and the music because that's what I like to create first, and then the lyrics will come later. It's wonderful when you can put together the two and create something that's very special and then people connect with, and it connected with me.
So, oh, that's wonderful. Thank
that's why
you.
I wanted to know if you had, I wanted to compliment you if that was your own song.
Yes, I wrote that. Thank you so much. It means a lot.
And you did Fever, too, which was another one that we covered before, and I like that. The chanting is, it shocks you at first, but then it blends so well into all the songs that you've done this with.
Thank you. Yeah, it was fun to do. It was very fun to do in the studio as well. We had a really great time.
You'll never know how slow the moments go until I'm near to you. I see your face in every flower, your eyes and stars above. It's just the thought of you, the very thought of you.
I'm going to wrap this up for now. And Leah, may I say, you're a true talent, and it's wonderful to know you. I really enjoy your music and what you're doing with your life, with all the people up there, leading people in chants. And I say this as a layman because I don't know how to say it in terms that you'll normally use, but you're doing such great work, and for that, I respect you.
Thank you, Dean. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Sometimes it's overwhelming, and I'm like, oh, I gotta keep doing it. But it's fun. I really appreciate it. If ever I come to California, I'm gonna come in. You're in Orange County, right?
I am, yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna come back and see you.
Be sure and put out a notice or message me. You'll know where I'll be.
Okay.
So, Leah Longo, everybody can come and see you up in Montreal this June. On the 20th?
Absolutely. And absolutely. Please come.
For information, go to www.montrealchantfest.com. True?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't want to get it wrong. And if you have a problem with that, go to www.leahlongo.com. And Leah's first name is not with an H at the end. It's L-E-A. It's all one word. L-E-A-L-O-N-G-O. com. And you can get all the information about her, listen to her music, learn about the Montreal Chant Fest, see all the things that she's been up to lately, and look at all her pictures. She's real pretty. So everybody, you know, guys, you're going to like that. So, and she has a wonderful voice that really it deserves to be heard. So Leah, it's just an honor to always have you come back on the show. And will you visit us again?
I will. Thank you so much, Dean, for having me.
Okay, everybody say goodbye to Leah.
Goodbye, everyone.
Take care.
Namaste. Bye.
Namaste indeed, Leah. Leah Longo, her website once more, www.leahlongo.com, and her information on how you can buy Songs of a Siren, her album, which is on iTunes and all these other things. Go ahead and go to that website and check it out. My name is Dean Olson. I have to run. I am the Strong Rider on the radio saying, put your best pen forward and let's all be strong riders together. We'll see you next week. Take care and have a great weekend. Goodbye now.
You've been listening to Strong Rider on the radio with your host, Dean Olson, on the amazing Women and Men of Power, world's leading positive programming network powered by Raven International.